end of war, something there showing, or in a story somewhere, showing more and more of the colonialism and the way that the white Westerners actually see the others, the brownies, the blackies, the yellows, and all of that, the reds. Because it's still there, although they try to pretend it's not. So anyway, so then we had just a scene here. I thought, well, I was an Indian guy, because I'm looking at this very colonial movie of, what is it? Gunga Din with Cary Grant from 1939, which is not so shy about showing the colonialist spirit. So there you have some village, maybe up in the Himalayas or something, where the British colonial officers are organizing, setting up telegram station or whatever. And it starts with this simple Indian man climbing up the poles to try to pull a line, electric line, for that telegraph. And then I'm thinking they can switch to this scene from Swedish engineers installing this huge electric lines that we have here, very advanced for trucks and this and that. And somewhere they show there how they look down upon these simple Indians with their simple tools. I mean, we could take anything, carpentering or weaving cloth, spinning thread, and all of those things. And then the Westerner there saying things like that, well, you know, look, we are more advanced, we are superior, we are higher up in the evolutional chain. Let's just be frank, honest about it. I mean, we can basically just echo words that no one dares to speak here, but which are there in their minds, and kind of expose that a bit. But then also show that this is because they gave up so much of their other focus on spiritual, you know, spirituality, and they've lost the understanding that happiness is there in simplicity, and so on. So they're working. They're more in the modes of passion and ignorance. And the Indians, they are more mode of goodness in their culture there, at least. It's, again, we can anchor that in, you know, people may be this or that, Sattva, Tama, Raja, but cultures, entire nations, are also in certain guna, depending on the leaders. So we can just show that this, we have this Western culture, which the Indians and the Chinese as well, too, see as barbarian, lower, tamaguna, rajaguna, which it is. We just show that. Don't have to make big Sanskrit word philosophy about it. And therefore they are putting all their energy, their muscle energy, which they get from eating meat. You know, this is like the orcs. A lot of the rings, you know, they're working there in their factories, and they're eating their dead animals and hanging up there from the ceiling. So we turn things around. We show the Westerners as barbarians, which is not hard to do. And they're building their machines bigger and bigger and more complicated, and they can make their power lines and all that. Inventing telegraph, telephones, and ships, and then cannons, and then they start to go elsewhere, and they find wonderful things there in India and China, gold and jewels and diamonds, and in Africa, wow. Where the people are living in a more communal, simple living still, because they have a balance established in thousands of years ago. So it's based on the wisdom of the scriptures, and it's called Dharma, or it's called the Way, or Tao, or whatever. And therefore they're rich and prosperous in another way. And their advancement, their great evolutionary advancement, is a spiritual evolution. They understand the deepest principles for how we can live happy on earth. And that's how they live. Sometimes it's disturbed, especially in this Kali Yuga. And they are aware of, and they're wise, or warning. But then also giving advice for how to counteract, get around that obstacle. So it's so much wisdom there. And that's the treasure of India, for instance, or of China and so on. So we can show all of that in a very nice, positive way, just by looking at it from the other side of the table, so to speak. And we don't need to romanticize or idealize too much, because we can just show the way it is. But the point with this, what I'm saying now, is that to open people's eyes to the fact that our Western idea of advancement and progress and evolutionary progress is assumed to be about material, technological progress, you know. And then these, of course, these British and others, French and so on, came there to India and China, and what do they do when they see all this gold? I mean, these are sailors and soldiers, and they just grabbed it. And how this greed and this selfishness and this lower barbarian modes, character traits there, this is what it's about. And the Indians, for instance, they look at this and they think, what, how can they do like that? They are completely uncultured. And then the Westerners think that we have this great technology, and but that's also part of their ignorance, their barbarian way of thinking. They think that progress, advancement, is about building machines to, you know, weapons, so that we can kill others and take their countries or whatever, or subjugate them, and how we can increase our wealth and comfort. And because this is all powered by the rich ones up there, and those are standing there like on top of the Olymp, thinking they are the gods. But it's a kind of fake Olymp. It's more on the dark side of the planet, actually. And this we show. So by just the audience of this story, if they can just, we can just switch that perspective there. And show that advancement, what is it about? We need to first define it. And how to do that? Well, you can look at the knowledge from India and China, and that's where you have that answer too. So we show more and more these old and very mature culture, civilizations that you find there in the East, in Asia. And the absurdity is that even when I sit here talking like this, if I would do that among ordinary Swedish friends here, they would stop me. They wouldn't like it. They would think I'm just, you know, friend of Chinese totalitarian leadership or something like that, or these stupid, funny Indians with turbans on. I mean, it starts to come up. So let's get it out there and let's be honest about it and say what you think. So he's doing it this way instead of fighting with friends. But that's the thing, that it became so... You're almost not even allowed to say that the Indians and their culture traditionally is very advanced. Come on, look at them. And the Chinese, oh, look at them. You know, the communists, it's over a long time ago, but they don't know that. So this is part of what we show here in our story.